Today, in episode 59 of the podcast, I am going to lay out the 5 reasons you just may be ready for a career change. Let's get to it. Are you at a crossroads in your career? Ready for a change, but you're not sure how to get there? Don't worry. We are about to produce your best life together. Welcome to the Second Act Success podcast. I am your host, Shannon Russell. I am a former television producer turned boy mom. I left my dream job to find family balance, and in doing so, I produced my dream life. Now I am a business owner, podcaster, and career coach. My mission is to help other women like you find what they are truly meant to be doing. If you are ready to start over in your career or pivot to a new purpose, then get ready to be inspired by stories of women who have done just that. We will share advice and actionable tips to motivate you as you move along on your path. It is time to shine, so let's start producing your balanced life of abundance today. This is Second Act Success. Hello, my friend. I am career coach Shannon Russell here for a mini episode of the Second Act Success podcast. We are going to dive into the 5 reasons you may be ready for a career change. I chose this topic because lately I have had a few clients ask me if now is really the right time for them to shift careers. It got me thinking about all of the big moves that we make in life. Go to college, apply for that internship, travel abroad, accept that first job, go on that date, say yes to that proposal, start a family, buy a house, splurge on that vacation. Is there ever really a perfect time to make these big decisions? In my opinion, no. There is never a right time. Rather, it's more of a trust your gut type of approach. If something is weighing on you, if you've been thinking about something for a while and you just can't shake that idea, then yes, it's probably something deep down that you want and maybe it is time to go for it. I think a lot of times we really do have to take those moments to talk to ourselves, to turn inwards, which is hard for a lot of us, but we need to listen to ourselves and go with our gut when we're making a decision. Now, this might sound like a silly example, but I'm going to share it anyway. My mom is a huge shopper, like addicted to shopping for things that she doesn't even need. Yet somehow, shopping brings her joy. She loves a good sale, and her theory is, if you see something you want, but you're not sure, leave it. And if you're still thinking about it a few days later, then it's probably a meant to be purchase. Now, this advice has always stuck with me, and I find myself using it in different areas of my life. So if I were to use this approach with my clients who are working with me to figure out their next steps towards a better career or to launch a business, then they already took that first step and even deciding to work with a career coach, right? Something within them said, I want to make a plan and I need someone to help me shake things up so that I can take action. They already know what they want, but the idea of pressing forward may make them hesitant, which is completely normal. We all know that change of any kind is a big deal. However, if someone already took one step and now they are questioning the next, then I would suggest that they take a few days away from the idea and see if they are still debating it. Just like a sweater or a pair of shoes at the mall. In my mom's scenario, you would step away, and then if you're still thinking about that sweater or that pair of shoes, you can go back and purchase it. But if you don't give it a second thought, then it wasn't something that you truly wanted in the first place. The idea for our careers and for any other big change that we might be making can be made as simple as this. Let it be, and it will all make sense. It really can be this simple if you just let it be. All right, let's get to the 5 reasons you should consider changing careers. Number 1, your current role is simply not enjoyable any longer. You're feeling blah about your work, and you just don't feel satisfied at the end of the day. No one wants to go to work and feel humdrum for 8 hours, right? So take this as sign number 1 that you should start looking for a new start either at a new company doing similar work, or you should take a leap into a new role completely. Remember that with change brings challenge, and challenges equal excitement. you can be excited about your work again. You just might need a change to do it. Hey, it's Shannon. If you are enjoying this podcast, then you will love my weekly newsletter. It's full of career advice, productivity tips, and of course, inspiring stories of women who have launched a new career that they love. Just go to secondactsuccess.co to sign up. Plus, you'll get the My Success Vision Board to help you with your 2023 planning as well. Now it's back to the episode. Reason number two, maybe you don't despise what you do, but the infamous work-life balance is just not there. Honestly, trying to find this perfect harmony is near impossible, but we do want to at least feel like we are balancing a little of our daily life, right? Now, if you feel the beginning stages of burnout coming on at your job, then take a moment to analyze your day. Is it work stress? Are there just not enough hours in the day? And yes, there are just not enough hours in the day. But are you feeling there aren't enough hours in the day for you to be able to do your work and spend time with your loved ones? Or is your health starting to deteriorate? This is a big one. If your work is causing stress, which is therefore causing an unhealthy lifestyle, then that is a wake-up call. Once you analyze the current situation that you're in, I want you to be honest with yourself about whether or not a career transition would bring this relief that you're looking for. Or is it going to end you up in the same position just at a new company? Be honest about whether or not a career transition would bring you some relief. If so, then you've got your answer. Remember, we can't be good at our job if we are flailing in every other aspect of life. But if you are not sure if this career transition is going to lead you to a more harmonious work-life balance, then maybe you should pause and really reassess, because you don't want to leap into something new and find yourself stressed all over again. For me, this is what really catapulted me into my career change from television into becoming a business owner. I loved my job in TV, but I knew that the work-life balance was something I could just not get right. So for me, making the switch, opening my first business, and finding a way to balance being a new mom with running a business and bringing income for my family, it really was a no-brainer for me at the time, even though I loved my career. So I am with you if you're sitting here going, but I love what I do, but I just can't seem to make it work with my life right now. I would suggest that you try to make it work. What can you change in your daily life? What can you change in your work? How can you make some more space so that you don't feel like you're running from work, running to the kids, running to bed, and then doing it all over again? What can you do maybe in your current situation to ease some of that stress, to open up some of the hours in the day? Hopefully you'll be able to find that. And if not, know that it is okay to look into the idea of making a change, even if you are happy with where you are. The one thing to always think about is that you can always go back. Just try to find as much balance as you possibly can in your day-to-day. All right, reason number three is kind of piggybacking off of reason number one and reason number two. And this is money and stability. You work hard and you invest so much of yourself into your work, but does your paycheck reflect this? Yes, I know we are in a recession right now, so it may not be the time to march into your boss's office and demand a raise. However, are you feeling like your pay is equal to your effort? If not, then maybe it's time to look around to see if there are any other options out there that may provide a little more return on your investment. After all, we are working hard every day to provide for our families now, and we're looking to create that financial stability for our future as well. And if you are listening and you are a business owner, my advice might be a little different for you. Growing a business of any kind takes time, and the financial return will most likely be a little delayed. So keep your head up and stay strong, especially right now in the economy where we are. If you are enjoying the products or services that you are providing, then keep your head down and continue to build your business. Trust me, the money will come and it will be worth this uneasy state that you might be in currently. Reason number four, if you have been working hard, pulling the long hours, and you feel like you're hitting a wall, then this is reason number four to consider a change. I believe that there should always be goals that we can work towards at any job. It's up to management to show this path of progression to its employees. I believe that there should always be goals that we can work towards in any job. By showing your team the next step on the corporate ladder or the next role that they may want to strive for, it will help keep employees doing their best in the hopes of these new horizons within the company. If you feel like there are no opportunities for growth at your company, then you may want to take your skills and experience elsewhere. Make sure that you are always thinking about the next steps in any role you're in. This allows you to plan accordingly and always be a step ahead in your career. So always be looking at what you want to do in that next step or what moves you want to make. And if the opportunity and growth isn't there, then that may be a sign for you to look within your network for other opportunities. For example, maybe you have been in your current role for a few years and you've let your manager know that you're interested in XYZ position, but nothing has materialized. Well, maybe you ask one more time, you give yourself a time limit for something to happen, and if it doesn't, then you start looking for opportunities elsewhere, and you begin to plan your best exit strategy on your terms. Lastly, this is reason number 5 that you just might be ready to change careers. All right, let's go back to my current coaching clients who were not quite sure if now was the right time to make a career shift. If you have been thinking about testing out a new field that you've always been interested in, or if you've been wanting to take your side hustle full-time, or even start a business, there is passion in these ideas. And my friend, passion needs to be pursued. Let me tell you, if you are feeling this way, then it may be time for you to take that leap that I always talk about. Gather your ideas, list the pros and cons, and make a plan to make a move. Follow your passion and try this change, or you may just never know what could have been. All right, there you have it, 5 reasons that you should think about changing careers right now. Of course, if you need some guidance along the way, or if you just need an accountability partner to help you navigate this change, I am always here. Feel free to DM me on Instagram at Second Act Success or email me at hello@secondactsuccess.co. You can always check out my past episodes of this podcast for more free advice and to hear stories of others who have made a career transition and found success. I hope their stories can give you some extra tips and lots of inspiration. Thank you for listening. Let's meet back here next time for another episode of the Second Act Success podcast. Bye for now. Thank you for joining us. I hope you found some gems of inspiration and some takeaways to help you on your path to Second Act Success. To view show notes from this episode, visit secondactsuccess.co. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Reviews only take a few moments and they really do mean so much. Thank you again for listening. I'm Shannon Russell, and this is Second Act Success.